Hey, it's Rick Kettner here, and today we are going to discuss the five books that I read in March 2022. I'll talk a little bit about why I selected these books and what you can expect to get out of them. That way, you can discover whether or not they are relevant and interesting to you. Now, as always, I'd like to invite you to consider participating by posting a comment down below where you share any other interesting books that you've recently read. Please include the title of the book, the author or authors of the book, and maybe a brief note about what it is that you enjoyed most about the book. That way, for myself and for other members of the community, we have an extra opportunity to discover some interesting books. But with that said, let's dive straight into the list, beginning with Write Useful Books, A Modern Approach to Designing and Refining Recommendable Nonfiction by Rob Fitzpatrick. Now, this book may sound familiar to some of you, and that's because I've actually covered it here on the channel in the past. This is my second time reading through the book, and in fact, I've published a short summary that covers my favorite takeaways from the book, and I'll link that up for you down in the episode description box. So if you're interested in learning even more about the contents of this book, definitely check out that summary. But as some of you may know, I'm in the process of putting together my very first book. I recently completed the first draft of the book about 2 months ago, and I've been working through some edits and revisions in the interim, and I thought this would be the perfect time to go back through a book like this from cover to cover to revisit all of the valuable insights and ideas that are contained in it. And it was extremely beneficial to do so. Like I said, I'm in the process of revising my book, and revisiting many of these ideas helped me get a little bit more clarity around exactly what it is that I'm trying to do, and actually contributed to some restructurings that I've made to the book since going through this for the second time. So if you're interested in writing a nonfiction book, or even if you just considered the idea of sometime in the future possibly writing a nonfiction book, then I highly recommend that you consider picking up a copy of Write Useful Books by Rob Fitzpatrick. Next on the list, we have Debt, The First 5,000 Years by David Graeber. Continuing on my recent trend of reading about money and the economy and things like fiscal policy, I thought it would be interesting to dive into a relevant and comprehensive book by David Graeber. And this particular book, among many other things, tackles some common myths and misconceptions about the origins of debt and money and other things like that. In fact, one of my favorite takeaways from the book is a complete dismantling of the very common myth of the origins of money. And if you've ever read anything about economics or you've studied economics, you've almost certainly heard the story where once upon a time there was barter. And if you wanted something that somebody else had, you needed to trade something that you had for what they had. And worse still, if they didn't want what you had, then you had to go about orchestrating some really complex bartering to get what it is that you wanted. So for example, if you ran an apple orchard and you wanted to acquire a sheep, but the person with the sheep didn't want apples, well, you were in a tough spot and you'd have to have this really complex barter to get what you wanted for what it is that you happened to have. Well, as it turns out, this whole barter myth that is very, very common in economics never actually happened. This was never a real thing. Now, there are examples, as covered in the book, of neighboring tribes bartering with each other, perhaps on a fairly regular basis, maybe once a year or once every 6 months, getting together and engaging in large-scale barter. But when it comes to within a society or within a tribe, this kind of barter really never actually happened. There's no evidence out there that this actually happened. In fact, a relevant quote in the book from Caroline Humphrey of Cambridge says, "No example of a barter economy, pure and simple, has ever been described, let alone the emergence from it of money. All available ethnography suggests that there never has been such a thing." The book goes on to explain the actual origins of money in various societies and the history of things like debt, and it covers other interesting insights such as the purpose behind taxation. Many people believe that taxation is simply about raising money for the government. But as mentioned both in this book and a book like The Deficit Myth, the key idea behind taxation is to create demand for the currency. When the central government says that every citizen of the country or the region must pay taxes in a specific currency, they're effectively creating demand for that currency. They're saying you need to find some way to earn this particular currency in order to pay your taxes. And as a result, that currency is able to flourish. And so rather than simply being a mechanism to raise money for the government, because of course, governments, so long as they control their own fiscal policy, they can print money whenever they need it. Instead, taxation is really about serving two things. Number one, being able to create demand for the currency. And then number two, it's a mechanism for pulling money back out of the economy so that you can avoid things like inflation. But anyway, if you're interested in these kinds of ideas around the origins of money and the history of debt, and just getting a different perspective on things like how economies have operated in the past, then I recommend that you pick up a copy of Debt by David Graeber. Next on the list, we have The Book of Beautiful Questions, the powerful questions that will help you decide, create, connect, and lead by Warren Berger. As I've discussed in the past, I'm a big believer in the power of asking better and higher quality questions. Whenever we're facing a challenge or an issue or some kind of difficulty in life, one of the best things that we can do is make sure that we're asking the right question, the question that really gets to the root of the challenge. Because if we ask the wrong question, if we get distracted by something that doesn't actually matter, or if we frame the issue in the wrong way, well, even if we end up answering that question, we may in fact not be any further along in really solving the underlying issue. So it's very important that we learn to ask the right questions. So after reading a book like A More Beautiful Question by Warren Berger, which I've discussed in a previous episode, I decided to follow up by reading this book, also by the same author. Now, where the first book really focuses on the value of asking higher quality questions, and it provided many tips and insights for how to do so more effectively, this book really focused on examples of predefined questions along four key themes, including how to decide on something, create something, connect with other people, and be a good and effective leader. Now, while much of the book focuses on providing questions and giving examples of how to use them, the core premise behind this book is very similar to the previous book, and that is to help you really develop a habit of questioning things more effectively, rather than just simply accepting things the way they are or defaulting to the surface questions that don't really get to the root of the problem. This book, like the previous one, is really about helping you develop a routine, a habit, a tendency to dive deeper and to ask better and higher quality questions throughout your everyday life. So if you're interested in asking better quality questions in your daily life, I recommend that you consider checking out both of these books, A More Beautiful Question by Warren Berger and The Book of Beautiful Questions, also by Warren Berger. Next on the list, we have Invent and Wander, the collected writings of Jeff Bezos with an introduction by Walter Isaacson. As a longtime fan of Amazon, and in fact, a shareholder of Amazon stock, I've read a number of interesting books, both about Amazon, the business, and about Jeff Bezos, the iconic founder of that business. But this book is quite different. Outside of the introduction by Walter Isaacson, the entire content is made up of the writings and speeches of Jeff Bezos. In fact, a very large portion of the book is made up of annual shareholder letters that Jeff Bezos published for investors, including the very popular 1997 shareholder letter in which Bezos outlined the core principles of Amazon and explained how he felt the business was very different than other businesses in the dot-com boom and just other businesses in general, and how their approach was unique and why certain investors might be interested in their very long-term approach. Now, of course, these shareholder letters are inherently biased. A company is always going to portray what they're doing in the best possible light, and in many cases, they're going to downplay the risk factors or the various things that maybe didn't go as planned or might not in the future go as planned. But even still, with all that considered, it's very interesting to to look at a company like Amazon through the lens of these annual shareholder letters, seeing how year after year, what is it that they're focused on? How do they see their progress? Knowing what we now know, going back through history and just seeing how Jeff Bezos and the company envisioned the future and how they progressed over the years was very interesting. And especially looking at some of the recurring themes, such as Jeff Bezos's day one mentality. How every year, they very much focused on this idea of treating today as if it was the first day of the company and all the opportunity was out in front of the company. To never get lazy, to never kind of settle into day two type thinking where you kind of get comfortable, but instead to always be treating the business as the very first day and looking out at the incredible opportunity out in front of it. And other things such as their customer obsession and their focus on making the overall customer experience better year after year. And I love the way that Jeff explains the idea that customers are always dissatisfied. There's always a way to make the experience better and improve it and make it easier, even when the customer doesn't necessarily know that there is room for improvement. And so much of the focus in these shareholder letters, along with talking about strategy, is just reiterating these core principles of always thinking about today as day one, always being obsessed about the customer and looking for ways to take the business forward and do some really impressive and important things in the world. So just a really interesting look at the overall history through that particular lens. And the last portion of the book really focuses on the speeches and perhaps other essays by Jeff Bezos, which I found to be very interesting and inspiring as someone who's very interested in business and business strategy, specifically when it comes to looking at some of these very successful companies and the kinds of themes and principles they follow. I found this book very inspiring, very educational. So if, like me, you're interested in seeing how a company like Amazon is very successful, well, you almost certainly could go out there and find much of this content freely available on the internet. I'm sure the shareholder letters are available. I'm sure many, if not all, of Jeff Bezos's speeches are available. But if you want it all packaged together in one nice and neat collection, then consider picking up a copy of Invent and Wander. Last but not least, we have Hero on a Mission, A Path to a Meaningful Life by Donald Miller. I've enjoyed a number of books by author Donald Miller in the past, including Marketing Made Simple and Building a Story Brand, two very fantastic books when it comes to marketing and brand communication and telling stories within the context of business, how to relay how it is that you can create value for customers in the case of a marketer or someone who's an entrepreneur or in business. This book is very different, but having enjoyed books from Donald Miller in the past, when I saw that this one was published, I thought it'd be interesting to check it out, and I wasn't disappointed. This book focuses on how to find purpose and meaning in your life, how to craft a better story or a better narrative for what it is that you're ultimately trying to achieve. Now, a book like this, of course, has wide appeal, whether you feel kind of bored and lost in your life, you don't know what it is that you're trying to achieve, or you have a vague sense of what it is that you're trying to achieve, but you perhaps don't really know how to get things moving, how to really take action and create the kinds of results that will allow you to achieve the things that are most important to you. So this book provides tools and frameworks and just powerful insights for how to make things happen. And in fact, much of the core message in the book is based on original insights by Viktor Frankl and his theory around finding purpose in life by taking action. So rather than seeking pleasure or happiness or distractions or other things like this in life, we find purpose by taking action towards something meaningful and working with other people and taking control over our lives and having this sense of control and autonomy. So if you, again, feel lost or perhaps you know what it is you want to achieve, but you just don't really know how to make it happen, a book like this can help you craft that narrative, put together a story for where your life is headed, and ultimately take action towards achieving the things that are most important to you. So if that is of interest to you, then I highly recommend you pick up a copy of Hero on a Mission by Donald Miller. Anyway, those are the five books that I read and enjoyed in March 2022. Be sure to like the video and subscribe to the channel if you want more updates like this again in the future.